So when we anchor in the divine, when we strengthen that abidance in divine nature, the one who lived in duality now lives in unity. And the one who lived in differentiated reality now lives in an undifferentiated reality. The limited knower becomes the all-knower. The one that enjoys the senses through joy is now only finding joy through the unity of universal consciousness. So we move from delusion to ultimate truth, ultimate reality. We transform from self-forgetfulness into the remembrance of our divine nature. We transcend from the bounded limitations with the external worlds and manifestations into the unbound or as boundless being. We transform from the one who lives in creation, binded by creation, to become the ultimate creator. So the divine realm, the divine love, is the end of material form, and it's the beginning of the formless realm. This is why divine nature, divine light, divine love, it is not energy. It is not form. It is not material, neither subtle forms. It is not even a dimension. Because the divine realm, these are planes of existence. They're beyond form, they're beyond material form. Even in the most subtle form of energy, it's beyond that. So, thus, to come back to our nature, divine, loving, eternal nature, we must withdraw our attention. We must withdraw our attention away from the five senses that bind us in the world of material form. And once we learn how to withdraw our attention, come within, and rise up, transcend all of the attachments, going beyond the grip of illusions, beyond the desires, beyond activity, beyond the forces of passions, desires. Here we're not speaking of what is good or bad, we're speaking already beyond and duality. It doesn't matter if it's something good, so to speak, or something negative, but coming to this divine loving nature within us, we must rise above all worldly attachments and all subtle worldly attachments too. And only then we can truly transcend, truly rise above any bondage. Because in divine planes of existence, here is no bondage, no attachments, no karma. There's no forces that distract you. It's already beyond perfection. It's already eternal loving nature, eternal bliss. And that is all within us. It's all a part of who we are. It is the most truthful of who we are, but yet through our attention, through our focus, we have distracted ourselves in so many different ways that we simply have forgotten our profound, supreme nature. Once we start tasting and anchoring and keep returning back to this divine, blissful, beautiful nature, then our soul has less of a chance to fall back, lose track, or lose that inner spiritual fire, some call that enthusiasm. It's hard for the soul to lose the track, the path, the transcendental path, to return back home to divine awareness. And the more we keep returning, coming back home, well, this strengthens within us, less chance of diverting or falling back into any lower realms. Lower realms are very tricky because of the identifications and attachments and karmas that we all have to undergo to uplift layer by layer, resolving, unwinding, disidentifying from all that we are not, so that the true divine nature can reveal itself to us. And as we pass through this juncture of anxieties, of loss, even death, if we pass through the great illusion that we find in this land of this planet Earth, if we are able to see beyond this great illusion, then we can start to really taste something much profound, something much, much greater, eventually awakening and realizing yourself as that supreme being or divine, loving, eternal nature. So, in divine We become extremely humble. We become extremely loving, extremely compassionate, and towards everything and everyone around us, but ultimately having that inner remembrance of divine, so that whatever we do, whatever actions, whatever activities, whatever selfless service, whatever is unfolding in your life experience, you never forget the presence of God in you. And that is one of the most beautiful way how one can live in a place of devotion, selflessness, deep, deep gratitude. And for this to take place, we must, easy to say, yes, but possible for everyone, to surrender or unwind or disidentify with the sense of I. The sense of I is a kind of restriction that keeps a certain separation from divine nature. Thus, it is only the sense of myself, the sense of me or I, that simply needs time, very slowly needs time to resolve the knot of the I. Yes, resolve the knot of the essence of suffering. So thus, walking on a path of devotion really, really helps to rapidly transcend that which is limited, that which is in suffering or in ignorance. The I is a bundle of memory. It's a bundle of memory. It's a bundle of karma. It's a bundle of preferences. There's beauty in the eye as well, of course, but there's also suffering, because ultimately, at some point, you realize, you see the truth of separation, division, suffering. Thus, it's natural for us to be at home. It's natural for us to live in union with God. It's natural for us to immerse ourselves in pure love. So, coming to the benefits, we could say, the gifts of transmission, why we even come here together and receive a transmission, is because when we tune from the highest place, from the source, with our pure intention, with the support of the masters and beings that work closely with us, and even with you, I am sure, then we are blessed by grace, because when there is that intention, that divine will and when there is a space inside of you for vulnerability, for humbleness, for openness to receive, then you will surely be supported. You will surely be supported from all the beings in the higher planes, and all together come along to support you on your journey back home. So the consciousness transmission, it works like a magnet that separates the consciousness from the bondages of material world. It separates the consciousness and frees it from attachments, from involvements, because all identification are like hooks gripped upon our consciousness. And the transmission allows that to uplift, allows that to resolve, allows that to melt in love, allows to do that. And the moment you, so to speak, you stand in your power to do that, all the beings, the gods and goddesses, they stand in front of you, and they wait for our command to be in service, to be in their selfless service, to support us to transcend and rise above the great illusion. So the transmissions also help to grow rapidly. They accelerate a lot your growth, the maturity of your consciousness, the integration of your consciousness. It also supports the strengthening of your nervous system. It supports all your vehicles of consciousness. But the lower vehicles of consciousness is what keeps us binded in the world, so to speak. It keeps us binded in attachments and thus limits the absolute view, the absolute truth, and absolute love. So throughout the transmission, there's also attunement happening. The attunement is happening from the source and from divine. The moment you are quieted down and still and open, receiving this outpouring of divine love light, in the midst of that, there is an attunement happening. It's the attunements become your centerness, your place of centerness. Whenever you divert or fall somewhere else, attunement helps you to come back to your center, come back to be in alignment with all your vehicles of consciousness, all in alignment with source. And that is your biggest power you have. That's how you can make change. That's how you can transcend any identities and dualities. That's how you regain your power. The power of truth, the power of love, the power of divine. So we're not speaking of a solar plexus power here. And the transmission is also helping to accelerate healing and bring a more harmonious transformation. We can experience quite some bumpy rides here on this earth. But yet, when we receive blessings and transmissions from source, we'll surely find ourselves to be in much more strength, much more centeredness, and our transformation is seen to become much more harmonious. And in the transmission also, I invite you all to have no expectation and allow it to be very simple. Allow yourself to be open and open to receive without expecting anything as such, but allowing the divine to do its part.